Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. I'm Tara, and it's wonderful to have you with Karen and me today. As springtime unfolds, it brings a sense of renewal and fresh beginnings and invites us to reflect on change and growth, not just in nature, but within ourselves.
All the signs of transformation, All the signs are there.
In this episode, we'll explore how the arrival of spring can inspire us to embrace those transformations, nurture our personal journeys, just like nature nurtures its blooms. So settle in and let's get started.
We're going to get our hands dirty in the ground.
In the dirt. Let's go.
Let's nurture, baby.
First up, as the days grow longer and temperatures rise.
It's been feeling so good.
This week has been amazing. Blossoming flowers, budding trees. They all indicate the arrival of this rejuvenating season, drawing attention to the beauty that emerges from dormancy. I definitely feel like I am emerging from dormancy, especially this week as the weather here locally has been amazing.
Amazing.
Spring reminds us of the power of renewal, reflecting on our capacity for growth and change.
It reminds us that whatever is germinating under the layers of soil, whatever has been there, and that you've been hibernating with and tending to sort of maybe covertly or even subconsciously, like it's all coming up. It's all coming up now.
As we shake off the remnants of winter, we embrace new opportunities. We can shed old habits and welcome the promise of new beginnings.
You know what's really funny? As we were heading into the winter season, I was like, sweet, hibernation. I'm just going to read some books. But I have had the busiest 2 months of my entire life. I'm like, what happened to my hibernation? Whatever. There was elements of hibernation, I would say. But when these nice days started coming, I was like, wait a minute. What happened to my winter? Because there's so much stuff going and growing and blooming, and I love it.
Explorers, observing nature can reveal invaluable lessons to guide our lives. Nature cycles, its ebbs and flows, its periods of dormancy followed by rebirth, are metaphors for our own personal journeys.
Oh, nature, great professor. Yes, absolutely.
By observing the earth's natural rhythm, we gain insights into the principles of patience, resilience, and the importance of letting go. Let's explore how embracing these lessons from nature can foster growth and renewal within our own lives.
Ready, let's go.
All right, patience and resilience. Nature teaches us that growth is not instantaneous. It's a gradual process that requires patience.
And nurturing.
Just like a seed planted in the ground takes time to sprout, we must recognize that personal growth happens over time.
Little bit at a time. Baby steps.
And also forever.
And also, you wouldn't want it to happen too fast. How jolting.
As you said that, I get the vision of like the deep sea divers. When they go down, they have to come up slowly. Otherwise, I get the bends.
Exactly.
The changing seasons reminds us that spring always follows, even the harshest winters. This cycle encourages us to embrace challenges and setbacks as integral parts of our journey. Not optional, not...
not even just present.
Like, integral important parts of our journey. Importance.
It's like, that stuff ain't going if you don't have this part. It's right. Dark as before the dawn and all that good stuff.
Yes. These challenges and setbacks foster resilience and understanding that progress often comes with struggle.
I was on pause there for a second. Progress often comes with struggle. Nobody said it was going to be easy. The journey, there's not just a free pass. It's not like you're this tall, you get to ride for free. No, sir. No, ma'am. Yes. Progress comes with growing pains, with lessons learned, relationships lost or gained, new skills built, old habits tossed aside. There's so much to it.
Yeah. And the natural world is a masterclass in the art of letting go. A masterclass.
Here comes my snaps.
The yes, trees indeed. Shed their leaves in the fall, making space for new growth in the spring.
They're not concerned. They just do it. They're like, oh, okay.
It's time. You don't think I'm going to hold on to this? No, it's time.
It's time.
This act of release is essential for rejuvenation.
Mm. Also, if you don't release, you got no arms to welcome the new thing. If you're all bogged down with suitcases and weights, then how are you going to embrace and welcome what's coming?
We sometimes must let go of what no longer serves us, whether it's outdated beliefs, toxic relationships, or unproductive habits. Embracing change, as Karen said, can lead to fresh opportunities and experiences.
Can and will and does, always.
Period. Yes. Nature encourages us to reflect on what we need to shed in our own lives in order to usher in new beginnings and possibilities.
It's that taking stock. That's what's so beautiful about the winter, is you have time to go within and take stock and even set up some kind of a plan, some way to look within, to gain self-awareness, to see what's working for me, what's not, where are things holding me back, what am I holding on to, what have I not forgiven, what am I still resenting, what trauma am I blaming all of my life decisions on. I mean, whatever it is, I'm not making light of it, I'm just saying we hold on to stuff, we hold on to crap, and we don't need to. We can release it, we can let it go. It is a choice. It is a decision. You have to understand that you have power and you have responsibility over your life and your experience and your happiness. Yes. Accept the responsibility and make the changes. Do the things. Release the things.
Okay. So let's talk about some practical ways that we can release the things and fully embrace the renewal that spring brings us. I would encourage explorers to set intentions for the season.
Yes. Quarterly intention setting,
We just did an episode roughly 3 months ago about your intentions for the new year. So your winter, you're wintering.
Right.
So take some time now as spring is ushered in to reflect on your goals and aspirations for the quarter. What areas of your life would you like to focus on? Be specific. Make your intentions achievable.
Write it down.
Yes. As you set your intentions, keep them visible on a vision board, your notes app, a reminder, whatever it is, to reinforce your commitment to your growth and renewal this season.
What you focus on is what you create more of. What you focus on is where the energy flows and energy goes. If you write it down and then put it away and never look at it, if it's front of mind and it's in your face every day, you are creating energy around that thing, around that change, around that new skill, habit, whatever. Yeah.
And some ways that we can tap into the renewal, the transformative nature of this season. Surprise, surprise.
Meditation.
That is one. No, your other favorite, the nature walks.
Oh, nature walks, yes. Go commune with the trees. Go talk to them. Notice all the differences. The little buds coming up.
Nature has a unique way of fostering inspiration and tranquility.
Nature's one big church.
Ooh, yes. You've been okay. I was about to go right now. But another activity that can promote personal growth is journaling. Take time to reflect on your thoughts and feelings. Use prompts that explore what rebirth and transformation means to you.
I have been revisiting journaling and it's been so good. I think journaling is maybe the most direct tool, the most direct way we have of connecting our thoughts and feelings with action. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like you're motorizing it. You're writing it down, you're getting it onto the page, and then, oh, I don't know, there's such power in that. It just creates awareness and, like we said, focusing on that.
Another way is to learn something new. Learning ignites passion and creativity.
Lifelong learner.
Yes. Making embracing change more exciting. Is there something new as we approach spring that you would want to do this season?
I'm definitely going to be focusing on riding my motorcycle and practicing, and maybe even retake the motorcycle safety class. Kind of get that freshened up. So that is definitely something I want to focus on. I'm always down for learning a new language.
Ooh, maybe that'll be mine.
I feel like learning each day in our business, like learning new aspects of it. For me, I'm learning, like, I don't know, financial adulthood in some way. Like, there's these wild things happening, and I'm just more aware of how things are interconnected in my life.
Yeah, okay. I like what you just said about learning a new language. Mm-hmm. I feel like that expands an appreciation for and an acceptance of. All I got really is English, but maybe tap into some of the languages I learned when I was younger, bringing those back. That'll be fun. I'm just going to start talking to you in French and it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
I will just nod my head and smile because the 2 semesters I took in French in college, I have no memory.
I can say bonjour.
I will say laissez-les montants rouler.
All because, the time. Let's go Mardi Gras.
So, I mean, that's about as good as I got. You know, bonjour.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Karen.
Je m'appelle. Yes, I love that. Je m'appelle Karen.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be easy and it's going to come back.
You know what I think about what I love about languages is, and actually learning, acquiescing knowledge of language, is that you're opening up to culture.
Yes. Right?
New ideas of culture, ways of being, ways of living that other cultures and countries have. It's not, you're not just learning the language. It's more than that. It's more subtle than that. You know, I feel like more is happening.
Yeah.
Additionally, learning a language fires up neurons and neural pathways just different than other things.
Yeah.
It's like the same with music. Learning languages are like learning music, which is another language, and learning to read music and learning to transmit information through music. It's the same pathways lit up, and I just think it's so good for us.
Interesting that you said pathways. That sparked a memory. I saw that people who are like fluent and multilingual, their personalities adjust based on whatever language it is they're speaking. So there are subtle differences in personality.
Really?
When you're speaking one language or the other.
Meaning those shifts in culture, you sort of embody, there's something about that. You learn that language and you embody intrinsically
as you're doing it. French is going to be it, because that's the mode that I want to be in.
It's giving French. I'm getting such a French vibe.
Oh my goodness. Yes, that's what I'm doing.
And I think part of it is like the whole island carnival. I just feel like I could see you in Quebec and I could see you in New Orleans and I'm on these the islands places.
That's what I'm doing, and I'm actually going to do it.
Well, we'll check in on the next quarter.
No worries. It's going to, because I'm just going to become a little bit, and you're like, wait, she did it. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I have no doubt.
Embracing renewal during spring encourages us to grow, reflect, and move forward with intention.
Moving forward.
By setting our intentions and engaging in activities that nurture our personal development, we open ourselves to the possibilities of the season.
And what do you want to see in your life? What do you want to experience? How do you want to move forward? Who are the people that are near you? What are the skills you're learning? How are you taking care of yourself in a new and different way? So
I can't wait. Oh my goodness. One of my favorite seasons. We have a song that beautifully captures this theme of transformation and renewal. Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
Do-do-do-do.
That is just such a happy song. It's so simple, and it's so, like, that feeling of, like, I could feel a smile coming out of my face because I was like, yeah, I feel it. I feel the energy, this movement, this lightness, this sunshine, this joy, this beauty. Gosh, I feel it.
Yes.
I feel it when I hear that.
As we were dancing and I was listening to the lyrics of the song, I felt this, I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like I was coming out of my own personal winter. Mm. And it takes a different meaning now. Also knowing that George Harrison wrote this song as he was going through his own personal stuff. And I'm like, yes, there is actually hope. The sun is actually coming.
Yes.
And I'm definitely stepping into a springtime season now.
Yes.
Like, it was a long, cold winter. But the ice is thawing.
But the ice is melting.
Yeah!
Yes, I can feel that for
yeah.
you. Yes.
Okay. So.
I can feel that in French. For you. I love that.
That's what we're going with. That's going to be Terra 2025. Spring yep. forward.
Springtime. French. French in the springtime. French in the springtime.
Oh my goodness. All right. Today's question of the day. What does renewal mean to you? And how do you plan to embrace it?
Oh, Tara. When I think about renewal, I think about stripping away.
Mm.
Like, for me, it's like there's layers. Feel in the same way that, you know, as we go spring into summer, the clothes get lighter. Mm. I feel like renewal to me means it's not taking the old ways and putting shiny stuff on it. It is stripping away. Mm. It is changing. It is transformation. It is letting go and embracing the new. Also, there's this sense, this texture of really leaning into love and joy and goodness. That's what renewal means to me.
Renewal is definitely about the possibilities. This question of the day, it reminded me of our first episode and the words that you would use to describe your season. My word at the time was revival. Yes. It would make so much sense that now we are in this season of renewal. And there's something very beautiful about the stripping down, the repair even, and the regrowth and restoration that comes through renewal.
Like a reconnection with self.
Yes. Back to the essentials of who you are.
Yes.
And of course, I couldn't let a word go without getting back to the dictionary.
I would expect nothing less, my sister.
And the definition that stood out to me was the replacing or repair of something that is worn out, run down, or broken.
Hmm.
I mean, listen, your girl was worn out.
So very run down and worn out. She was just...
I wasn't like, quite broken.
You weren't broken, but you had been through the ringer a couple times.
It was a season.
It was a season, and it was toll-taking.
I'm like, yeah, this is fine. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Go, go, go.
I got this.
And I needed the winter. I needed the dormancy.
Yes. That separation, right? So that you could then reconnect.
So this renewal is absolutely about the repair and the replenishment.
There's so many good
words. Right. So right. We're just
replenishment. I love that.
So that's the type of renewal that I'm leaning into this season.
Reconnecting, revitalizing, replenishing.
So for me, it's going to be the French. It's going to.
The French.
It's going to be
the French.
And also this year, getting back in my garden, like the nature connection. Oh, this is the thing that I grew myself. So as we are planting not only literal seeds, but metaphysical seeds as well, and taking the time to nurture those. Mm. Yeah. There's excitement. There is beauty in this season beyond what we see and what we know.
The joy of renewal feels so palpable to me. Mm. It's like, it's right there.
Ooh.
I've had that sort of restorative going inward, taking stock, maybe assessing, resting,
mm.
lots of naps, lots of healing, lots of tending to. And then, yeah, it's just perfectly poised for
Ooh.
Now. This yeah. coming out. This.
Ooh. Yeah, we're blossoming. As we set our goals and engage in the transformation of spring, mm. we should also remember to enjoy the journey.
Mm. And also, I want to say, there is only the journey. We had better darn enjoy it. It is. That's all it is.
I found a quote by the beautiful spirit that was Robin Williams. Spring is nature's way of saying, let's party.
Oh, that's hilarious. I mean, between the colors, right? And the
Put on like, your best dress and come out and let's party.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I feel that Robin Williams was inviting us to tap into the joy in the process of renewal.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's always about the process. It's always about the journey. It's about what you're learning, how you're feeling, and Ooh. How you're growing. Mm. Yes. It's about that.
Explorers, we encourage you to take a moment to appreciate the changes happening around you mm. and within yourselves as spring unfolds. Notice the beauty in nature's transformations and let it inspire your journey of renewal. Embrace the personal growth that comes with this vibrant season and remember that every step you take contributes to a larger transformation.
Feel the alignment of mm. your transformation with nature. Mm.
Explorers, thank you so much for joining us today on this exploration of the magic of spring. As we step into this season of renewal, let's carry the spirit of growth and possibility with us. Embrace what lies ahead, open your heart to new experiences, and remember that every day offers a chance for fresh beginnings. Until next time, stay curious and keep blooming.
Renewal every day. We get a clean slate, a new chance every day. My explorers, I wish that for you. I wish that knowingness, that feeling of possibility. Until next time, take good care.
Thank you to Queenies in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.